until 11:30. Debbie's coming in with Down Home Country. Mary Lamont will be joining Debbie in co-hosting today, so I will take my leave of you. But let's get together next Sunday morning. Have yourselves a great day and a great week. I'll speak to you again next Sunday.
Up the lazy river where the robin songs awakes a bright new morning, we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up the lazy river, how happy we can be. Up the lazy river with me.
Yeehaw, yeah, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys here on WUSB. Welcome to Down Home Country. I'm Debbie, and this is my show. I'm on every other week. And I have a special guest today, Mary Lamont, Long Island's own queen of country music.
Hi, Deb. Thanks for having
Whoops.
Me up again.
Let me get you on the guest mic. It's been a while here.
Okay. There I am. Here
yeah.
you are. Here we are.
And it's always so much fun when Mary comes up and co-hosts the show with me because she's got great taste in music. And,
oh, thanks. You know, I always think, oh, my gosh, what songs am I going to pick? And then I start picking the songs, and I have too many. It's so easy.
It's so easy. Yeah, but they're always good tunes, and we have a lot of fun. And speaking of tunes here, I see the first one that you brought up is by Shooter Jennings.
Right. He did a cover of Dire Straits' Walk of Life, which I thought was really great. And, in fact, I just met Shooter Jennings. He just performed a set at Hill Country this past week. And this is a song, actually, that we've been covering with our band, too, the Mary Lamont Band, Walk of Life, based on, you know, my being inspired by Shooter's version of it.
Okay, so let's give that a listen here. Shooter Jennings, who, of course, is the son of
Waylon
Jennings and Jesse Coulter.
Yes.
Life. Yeah, he do the walk of life.
was a pretty hard rocking version of that song.
Yeah, yeah.
The next one, Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
Oops, why are you not? Let me see here. Go ahead.
Tom Jones last year came
out
with a gospel album called Praise and Blame. And I love this album. Jim and I were down in New Orleans. We went to Jazz Fest down there, and Tom Jones was one of the featured performers, and he put on a fantastic show. If you've ever seen 70 years old that looks hot, it's Tom Jones. He has a kicking young band, and he just really gave it his all, and the crowd was going wild. He did a lot of his, you know, classic hits. When he was doing Delilah, I was almost kind of turned off. I didn't really go for that. But then he started doing some of the stuff off Praise and Blame. And one of the songs, which is written by Tom Jones and Ethan Johns, is called Didn't It Rain? And we've been covering it in our band. And I love this song. I think he does a fantastic job on it. So hope you guys out there like this. This is called Didn't It Rain,
yeah.
Tom Jones.
Great album when it came out. It was definitely one of my favorites. And I'm like one of these YouTube video junkies.
Uh-huh.
My guilty pleasure going on YouTube and, you know, watching Christina Aguilera videos. But the one for Tom Jones, it was like, I'm forgetting which one now. It was like, oh my God, what a beautiful video, though. Just, you know, visually
and
everything.
Was it in black and white?
It was sort of black and white, but tinted with color.
Yeah.
And it was in the whole album. As soon as the album came out, I mean, I couldn't buy it fast enough. I even ran down to Borders and, you know, bought
this
album.
So listen up, people. Go buy that album.
Yeah.
Praise and Blame.
Really, not a bad cut on the whole album. And we're going to hear Didn't It Rain?
Just listen how it's raining, moan, groan,
Yeah, that is such a great tune.
He's so hot. I hope I'm that hot when I turn 70.
I'd like to be that hot now, and I'm a lot younger than 70.
Talk about hot. If you ever go to New Orleans Jazz Fest, temperature-wise, oh my gosh. You want to get out of the sun, go into one of the tents. They have a blues tent, a gospel tent. We went into the gospel tent. It's like a million people screaming Jesus. I could have stayed there all day. It was so wonderful. But then Jim always wants to run in every direction and cover everything. I bought a big hat for the sun and did not get sunburned, and I'm not a person for the sun. So I've got this big hat that I don't know what to do with now.
Yeah, it's like Mary's got this beautiful photograph on her postcard for the Jones Beach band show. And we have to talk about that. That's like a lot of fun. And Mary is like beautiful anyway. So great.
It helps
this
to have
really
a good photographer.
Cool. Yeah,
I have my own personal photographer travel with me. I happen to be married too.
This is true, but it also helps to be very photogenic, and you are. So Mary at Jones Beach. Got to see Mary a few weeks ago at, it was Monday night, right?
Yeah.
At Jones Beach. And it's a lot of fun. The only thing I can say is bring lots of deep woods off with you, because you will get eaten alive if you don't have it.
It
was bad.
Every once in a while, whatever the atmospheric conditions are there, if they're ideal for bugs, just cover your body in clothing.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. Or spray lots of
deep. And that was one of those nights.
That was one of those nights. But it was fun because, one thing with Mary, you have a floor show built in. She has all these country dancers who I guess are, they know where you're playing, when you're playing or whatever. And apparently they all know each other. So they're all down there.
It's a big family. It's great. I just love it. I mean, I know so many of these people now. And, it's like a family congregates at the beach. So come and be part of the family.
Yeah,
Jones Beach show, and it's the Jones Beach Boardwalk Band Shell. It's not the big place. It's the little band shell that faces the boardwalk and the beach. And the next one is coming up real soon. It's Monday, July 18th at 8 o'clock. And we give away prizes. We've got prizes from tickets from NYCB Theater at Westbury, Suffolk Jiffy Lube, Nutty Irishman of Bayshore gift certificates, Guitar Center of Comac. We got prizes from them. So it's kind of, we have this free drawing at the end of the evening. So you might win a prize.
And again, that's kind of fun too, since all these people know each other. You know, when somebody wins a prize, everybody's cheering. It's I forget what his name was. He was the man with the long ponytail, the hat, the shoes.
Oh, Sonny? Maybe Sonny.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it was like,
cute.
He won a prize and everybody went dessert.
Everybody applauds,
Everybody, yeah.
One of the star dancers there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then we got the other added treat. As regular listeners of this show knows, I like to see a lot of local music. And it's a guy named Russell Alexander, who is Hitman Blues Band, who's actually a friend and neighbor.
Good friend of ours, actually.
When
we started our band, he used to be in our band.
Which is a trip and a half, thinking of that, too.
I learned a lot from Hitman. But what Deb was going to say is his daughter, Angelique, his older daughter, Angelique, just graduated SUNY Purchase with a degree in opera singing. And she happened to be at the beach because she used to run the table for our merch table there. And we had her come up and sing a little sample of opera, and she just blew the crowd away. She's amazing. So, Angelique, if you're listening out there, good job.
And it's really great when local musicians support other local musicians like this, too.
We like to do that.
I love that. And speaking of local musicians, up next, we have Mary doing a tune from her album, How Lucky.
Right, and actually, I didn't even have this on the list, but I got an email from another local artist, singer-songwriter, Bob Westcott, and he asked if we would put this on the playlist today. So, Bob, this is for you, and thanks so much for requesting it. This is actually a song that was done by Chet Atkins and Mark Knopfler years ago on an album they did together called Neck and Neck, written by Paul Kennerly. Who I love Paul Kennerly's songs. He's an ex-husband of Emmy Lou Harris, and he wrote this song called Poor Boy Blues. With permission of Universal Music, I changed it to Poor Girl Blues. So here's our version of that. Mary Lamont Band, Poor Girl Blues. Big Vegas ending there.
Yeah. Cool. I like that album a lot, too.
Oh, thanks, Deb.
Mary's
thanks.
Album, How Lucky. And up next, I mean, in a way, it's too bad that you guys out there can't be privy to the conversations we're actually having off mic here, because we're talking about so much stuff.
Right. And actually, I want to just mention my band members here, because without them, I'd sound pretty stupid. On bass and harmony vocals, Cosmo Lacricchio, drums, Greg Bianca, pedal steel guitar and guitar, Skip Crevins, and my own sweetheart, Jim Marchese, on guitar and harmonica. So, and actually... And there's Jim applauding himself.
Yeah. And Mary does have a great band. I will see. They sound fantastic live.
Oh, thanks,
yeah,
Deb.
Really impressive musicianship.
Yeah. But we were just talking about Marty Stewart, because I got him on the playlist coming up next. I'm in love with Marty Stewart.
Oh, me too.
I want to meet Marty Stewart sometime. And he just played a few months ago at Joe's Pub in the city. Mm. And Jim and I go back to, you know, try to meet him, and there's a whole long line there, and a gentleman comes out from backstage and says, "I'm sorry, Marty is not able to do a meet and greet tonight, you know, but thank you for coming, and we'll see you soon," and people start to disperse, and Jim says to me, "Just stay right here." He talks to the guy backstage for like 15 seconds, and I see the guy motion us to come in. And I said to Jim, "What did you say to him?" And he says, "Don't worry about it. Just let's go in." And Marty was wonderful. I was talking to Marty about Earl Scruggs because I used to type performance contracts for Earl Scruggs and talk to Louise Scruggs, the late, great Louise Scruggs, on the phone all the time, like almost every day. And, you know, and of course, Marty knew Louise really well. So, and just standing next to him, he's really cute. He's almost as cute as Jim.
I'm like so jealous here because I've been a big fan of Marty Stewart now for over 20 years. He was originally a Johnny Cash son-in-law.
Yes.
And started in bluegrass. Excellent musician.
Yeah.
And years
and
ago.
And we saw him years ago when I was
performance. When he had the Marty Party, when he was doing that thing.
Yeah, but when he was playing with Johnny Cash, and Gary Scruggs was playing bass with Johnny, and we saw him at Carnegie Hall. I think I typed that performance contract, actually. And June Carter Cash was with him, and I just remember her coming on stage and kicking off her shoes, you know, like, and throwing them back, like, kicking them, and they ended up backstage, and she did this dance on stage. Fantastic. Just wonderful with Gary Scruggs, Marty Stewart, Johnny and June. What a fantastic show.
I only saw him as a trio, and that was at the old, what was Studio 54? It was turned into the Hard, what the
I
heck was that?
It was
like a country venue for a while.
Oh,
Libby
geez,
Titus opened it up.
Oh, I don't know.
It's the Lone Star. Lone Star Cafe.
Wow.
That it moved up there.
Yeah, and I had gotten a pair of tickets, actually courtesy from USB. I had, this is back in the days when I just started doing this show, and he had a trio. And I'll tell you, he was a fantastic musician, very... how do you put it? Entertainer. He had the spangles and the fringe and very handsome man. And it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I call him the Liberace of country music because he's always sparkling in whatever he's wearing.
And just for everybody's edification out there, Marty Stewart has a TV show. It's, we get it on Fios, and it's either Blue Highways or there's another weird rural TV station that Fios carries. Have to ask the bad influence. He's wandering around
say,
here
the
somewhere.
The bad influence is here. He'd
yeah,
know.
He'd know it because he tapes these shows for me every week. But if you really love traditional country music, you have to catch this show. Marty Stewart brings some great people on every week, some real old-timers as well as some new people, and it's all about the music and all about the musicianship. It's really, you know, if you love this kind of music, you got to check it out. And I see Mary pick this tune from Ghost Train, and they always advertise that on the TV show. It's
yeah,
like
that's
one of these
his latest
albums
one.
I
just
get.
Play it over and over in the car. In fact, Jim and I just recently were down in Nashville and took the Ryman Auditorium tour and saw a show there. But the lady who was an elderly lady giving the backstage tour said that her favorite group was Marty Stewart, and she says, and his band is the best band I've ever seen here, the Fabulous Superlatives. And it was so funny seeing this little old lady talking about the Fabulous Superlatives. That's great. Well, this next track that we're going to play is called Country Boy Rock and Roll. It's with Kenny Vaughn, who's the guitar player, the other great guitar player in the Fabulous Superlatives. And this is off, again, Ghost Train, the Studio B sessions. Marty Stewart.
I've been a rolling. Some folks think I look foolish, let's make a fool out of me.
Baby, I love you.
Yeah, Marty Stewart. Two cuts from Marty Stewart.
Right. The first one was Country Boy Rock and Roll with Kenny Vaughan. Fabulous superlatives. Ghost Train, the Studio B Sessions is the CD. And off that same CD, we just heard the last song you heard was Little Heartbreaker, which was written by Marty Stewart and the late, great Ralph Mooney, great pedal steel player. He just passed away earlier this year. And I just love that song.
It sounds like a fantastic album. And in case you're wondering, you're listening to WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 on your dial. This is Down Home Country, and my guests in the studio today are Mary Lamont and Jim Marchese of the Mary Lamont Band.
Isn't it odd that usually Jim does so much talking and he's just sitting there silent? The girls are in charge.
I know.
I
he's
read the riot after that.
It's just sort of like, you know,
he's cute too.
He's kind of sitting on his hands back here. Oh, and by the way, while the Bad Influence is also in the studio,
yeah,
it's like party in the studio
in
here. What station is that Marty Stewart show on?
RFD.
RFD.
Monica, you know. The Bad Influence.
Yeah, the mysterious Bad Influence.
The Bad Influence.
I saw what you did, and I know who you are.
Yeah. People know who he is. Yeah, RFD, if you get files, don't know if it's on the cable vision.
I'm going to check, because I just found out about the Marty Stewart show, so maybe we can find it somewhere online if we can't get it on cable. But,
yeah, everything's
anyway.
On YouTube nowadays, it seems. So, up next, you do the talking on this one, Mary.
Cowboy Jack Clement. If you guys out there have Sirius Radio on Outlaw Country, Cowboy Jack Clement has a show with Alamo Jones that he just does a fantastic job. And, of course, Cowboy Jack Clement is an icon down in Nashville. He's in his mid-80s. He just recently played Joe's Pub in the city and played this song, which we're going to do next. See if you recognize this. This is Cowboy Jack's take on a song that you might recognize from a very famous band from kind of a few decades ago did this song. It's on Cowboy Jack's CD called Guess Things Happen That Way. And Cowboy Jack, unfortunately, just recently, his Nashville house burnt to the ground. But I heard he's taking it all in stride, and I've heard him talk about it on air, and he's building a new house, and he's getting it all back together again. But the first thing that he grabbed out of the house, besides the hard disks off his computer, was a Les Paul 1951 guitar, I think, and his three kitties.
Wow.
So everybody made it out safe, including the kitties, the hard disks, and the Les Paul.
All the things that really matter.
All the things that really matter. So here's Cowboy Jack, and see if you recognize this song.
Well, you take me to the station, and you put me on the train, 'cause I got no expectation to ever pass through here again. Once I was a rich man, now we'll be right back. see it splashing on the stone. Your love is like your music, first it's here, and then it's gone. So you can take me to the airport, and you can pour me on the plane. Cause I got no expectations to ever pass through here again.
Pretty wild version of that tune.
No Expectations, written by Jagger and Richards, performed by Cowboy Jack Clement on his album Guess Things Happen That Way. Cowboy Jack, if you hear him again on Sirius Radio, Cowboy Jack has written so many songs for so many people down in Nashville. It's just too numerous to mention. In fact, when he's playing songs on his show, you know, the song will end and he'll say, "Wow, I really like that song. I think I might have wrote that." It's just really funny. This next tune, actually, I heard just recently on Sirius Radio. John Prine. John Prine is one of my favorite lyricists. So simple, but so brilliant at the same time. And this song was co-written with Gary Nicholson, which Gary Nicholson writes a lot of the songs that I like, too. A lot of things he does with Delbert McClinton. But this song, it's called Same Thing Happened to Me. It's off John Prine's CD, Lost Dogs and Mixed Blessings. And, Deb, I don't know if you've ever heard this CD, but it's got so many great tracks on it. I just love the CD, and this one just kind of, you know, resurfaced in my brain hearing it recently on the radio. So here's John Prine, Same Thing Happened to Me.
take the boy from the blues. Looks like you could use some company. Same thing happened to me. Running just as fast as I can. Someone take a hold of my hand. Looks like something chased you up a tree. Same thing happened to me.
John Prine.
Yeah. And you folks out there, you're listening to WUSB 90.1 FM at Stony Brook University and also online at WUSB.FM. My name's Mary Lamont, and I'm thrilled to be here with Deb DeWaltoff, host of Down Home Country today. Thanks again, Deb, for having me on.
Yeah, and it's always a treat. It's my pleasure, definitely. You always have a lot of fun when you're up here. And now talk about traditional music.
Yeah, now Earl Scruggs, I used to work for a booking agency in the city as an admin assist, and I typed a lot of contracts for a lot of country artists, a lot of artists from, you know, different genres, including a lot of the older people, the late great Liberace, Tony Bennett, Lena Horne, Rosemary Clooney, Vic Damone, but also country people, Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers, Earl Scruggs, Johnny Cash, Steve Martin, Martin Mull, comedians. It was interesting to learn actually how much they were making at the time and what their contract riders said, and make sure everything's together. The fellow that I work with is actually the former bass player from the Fendermen, you know, Mule Skinner mm-hmm. Blues. He was my boss and, you know, well ensconced down in Nashville, so he knew everybody down there and instructed me on how you speak to people in Nashville when they call on the phone. It's not a New York kind of thing. And, of course, being from Canada, out in the middle of nowhere, I sort of, you know, took to it, you know, pretty easily. this next song that we're going to play is a song that I heard Earl Scruggs and his kids do at B.B. King's in the city. I guess it was a couple years ago. And Gary Scruggs sang the lead on this. And if you want to look up on YouTube, there's a YouTube of Gary singing this song with Earl and Randy Scruggs, where Earl's actually playing guitar. And I looked this up actually this morning, and interestingly enough, the guitar parts on this were taught to Earl by Mother Maybelle Carter, because this was a Carter family song originally. And this is off an album, Songs of the Famous Carter Family. But I was blown away by Gary Scruggs singing this song at B.B. King's, and I had never heard it before. But I found the Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs version of this, and that's this next track. It's called You Are My Flower.
You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. When summer comes and snow begins to fall, you can sing a song and say to one and all, you are my flower blooming in the mountains so high. You are my flower blooming there for me. Forget to smile. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me.
There we go. These songs end so quickly, and we're having such a chat.
We're talking away here about the Scruggs Boys.
Yeah, it's like, again, you know, to
Randy, Gary,
if
Earl.
Microphones were on during the tunes. It's like some of the best conversation is off mic here.
Maybe some stuff that shouldn't go on the air.
No, we're nice.
We're nice. Now, and, talk about tradition. Now, Dwight Yoakam, of course, you know, is really into the Bakersfield sound and Buck Owens, and did a whole album of Buck Owens songs. And in fact, that's something that I've picked for the next track. But he also does really a great traditional sound too. And this next one that I picked, I really love. It's a Buck Owens hit from way back when. And, of course, Dwight got to meet Buck, and they did stuff together. But this was kind of Dwight's tribute to Buck, this whole CD, Dwight Sings Buck. And this song is called I Don't Care, Just As Long As You Love Me.
Let it
Yeah.
Dwight Yoakam. Isn't that great? On WUSB 90.1 FM, Stony Brook University, online at WUSB.FM. Dwight Yoakam just got his contract back with Warner Brothers Records. So he's going to be back on Warner Brothers. I don't know how that happened, whether Warner Brothers came to their senses or what. But, yeah, he's hooked up with them again. So we look forward to hearing his next deal on Warner Brothers Records. I'm with the Mary Lamont Band. It's called that, I think. It should be called the Jim Marchese Band because my husband Jim does everything, but I guess put my name on it, so if somebody blames us for something, I get the fault for it. I don't know. We've been married for 25 years, so I can say something like that. Anyway, so we have a lot of dates coming up, a lot of free outdoor summer shows we'd love to see you guys at. The next one coming up is actually, it's in Wayne, New Jersey, on this Wednesday, July 13th, the Preakness Summer Concert Series. That's at the Preakness Shopping Center. I've never been there, but I'm going to find out on Wednesday. Thursday, back here on Long Island, Brady Park in Massapequa Park at 8 p.m. Thursday, July 14th. This Thursday, it's presented by the Massapequa Library, and if it's pouring rain, it's at the Massapequa Library, but if the weather's good, go to Brady Park. Our next Jones Beach Boardwalk Bandshell show, a week from tomorrow, Monday, July 18th, that's Park and Field 4 in Wantagh at the beach, 8 p.m. Tuesday, July 19th, Great Neck Plaza in Great Neck. Thursday, July 21st, we're down back at Venetian Shores in Lindenhurst. I love that spot. That's like an early show, 5:30 to 9:30. Wednesday, July 27th, the Common Ground in Sayville. And let's see, there's two more shows in July. I'll stop at July. July 30th, Saturday, Seaford Library. That's a 7:30 show. Sunday, July 31st at the Forest Park Bandshell in Woodhaven. That's a 7 o'clock show. That's a New York Metro Country Music Association event, so thank you to the New York Metro CMA for that one. And then actually beginning of August, Nutty Irishman in Bayshore. We've been doing a lot of stuff for them. And they're providing prizes for us at the Jones Beach Bandshell shows. So that's what's coming up. If you didn't write it down or you go, what did she say, and you'd like to come to one of our shows, you can go to marylamont.com, and it's all listed there.
And so, basically, we have time to go out with one other tune. I also want to say, stay tuned, because after Down Home Country, Valerie should be up here bringing you a great 2 hours' worth of classical music. And Valerie's been up here even longer than I have. And she's also a crazy cat lady. So she's part of the crazy cat lady club here. So, Mary, I'm going to let you pick the one we're going out with here.
Okay, well, this is, I guess, more folk than country. But it's a song from, I guess, back in the 60s, late 60s, mid-60s. Donovan. Donovan did this song. I love Donovan. Had the opportunity off the wall to meet Donovan over in London. My husband Jim is a photographer, had a show, a gallery show over there showing his Bruce Springsteen prints, and they interviewed Jim on the BBC, and I heard somebody say, Donovan and David Lynch are coming up next, and I said, could it possibly be? So we got out of Jim's interview, we came down, and there they are waiting in the green room. Donovan and David Lynch. Well, gee, who do you go to first, director or Donovan? And I just kind of gravitated over to Donovan.
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm heart of your love and mine. To feel you all around me, and to take your hand along the sand. But I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown pales the sky, to hide a while behind your smile, and everywhere I'd look, your eyes would find. For me to love you now would be the sweetest thing. 'Twould make me sing. Ah, but I may as well try and catch the wind. All my blues behind. For standing in your heart is where I want to be and long to be. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind. Try.